The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 1st Chapter, text number 20, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 4th, 1975, in Chicago.
Translation. In this connection, the learned scholars and saintly persons give as an example the description of one very old historical incident, wherein a discussion takes place between the order carriers of Lord Vishnu and the order carriers of Yamaraj. Please try and understand it as I describe it to you.
Atracha udaharantim imam itihasam puradanam dutanam Vishnu jamayo Sangbadasang Nibodome. So here is one example is the Itihas. Itihas means history. The Vedic system of Itihas, it is not the modern history. Modern itihas means some incidents which took place long, long ago. And such incidents is very beneficial to hear so that we can follow. That is called itihas. It is not chronological record of all incidences. Only important thing. Puratan. Puratan means old and important. So Sukadeva Goswami is explaining to Parikshit Maharaj how important is Krishna consciousness. Now he is giving one incidence of history. Example is better than precept. How Ajamil was saved simply by chanting once, not once, many times, Narayana. That is the itihas, Puratan. In the Vedic literature there are itihases or histories. There is like Mahabharata. Mahabharata is the history. Bharat means India. And Maha means greater, greater India. Just like modern age, they use greater Britain, greater this, so many. Same thing, Mahabharata means greater, Maha means great. And Bharat means India. The history of greater India. Although India is very small now in comparison to, although it is called subcontinent, still in comparison to your America or Africa, it is very small. But formerly it was not so small. Greater India means India outside also. And so far we collect records from the Mahabharata, part of Europe, also India, up to Greece and Rome. Therefore it is called Mahabharata. And when there was the Battle of Kurukshetra, all kings and rulers from different parts of the world, they joined. Either this party or that party. The Kaurav, the dynasty of the Kurus, they were ruling all over the world. The capital was Hastinapur, which is now known as New Delhi. It is very old. And the emperor up to Maharaj Parikshit, they were ruling all over the world. There was one flag, not many flags. Therefore it is called Mahabharata. So, Mahabharata, the battle of Kurukshetra was executed by two sections of brothers of the same family. It was the one empire, one king, but Dhritarashtra and his younger brother, they are two brothers. So Dhritarashtra being blind, he was not qualified to occupy the throne. So his younger brother, Pandu, he was given the throne, and Pandu died untimely, keeping his children, these five brothers, Pandavas, because they were son of Pandu, they are known as Pandu. So Pandu also belonged to the Kuru family, and Dhritarashtra's son also belonged to the Kuru family. Actually, they are Kauravas. But when there was fight between the two brothers' sons, one party was known as Kaurava and the other party was known as Pandava. Therefore, Dhritarashtra says in the Bhagavad Gita beginning, Mamaka Pandavashtayo. Mamaka means my sons. And because both of them are Kurus, now they are divided. Mamaka, my sons, and Pandava, the Pandu's sons. King Akurpada, Sanjaya. And this Kurukshetra is Dharma Kshetra. Not because the fight was there and Krishna was on the battlefield, therefore it is called Dharma Kshetra. Sometimes it is interpreted like that. But actually Kurukshetra was Dharma Kshetra since very, very long time. In the Vedas it is stated, Kurukshetra Dharma Mahasaya. If one wants to execute ritualistic ceremony, he should go to Kurukshetra. And it is the system still now in India. If there is some disagreement or quarrel between two parties, so still they would go to the temple. Temple is Dharma Kshetra. So that one may not dare to speak lie in front of the deity. This was still going on. If one is very low in mentality, still if he is challenged that you are talking this false, now speak before the deity. He'll agitate. No. This is India still. You cannot speak lies before the deity. That is offense. Don't consider the deity is a marble statue. No. Sayang Bhagavan. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As soon as he saw Jagannath deity, immediately felt, oh, here is my love. Not like us. Here is some statue. No. It is the question of appreciation. So you appreciate or not appreciate. The deity is the Supreme Personality of Godhead personality. We should all agree. So we shall be very careful before the deity not to commit offense in serving him, in offering him prasadam, in dressing him. We should always think, here is personally Krishna. He is personally. But due to our lack of knowledge, we cannot understand. So, everything any śāstra, we should follow. This is called Brahminical culture. This Krishna consciousness movement means Brahminical culture. The cultural exhibition of the first class men. The Brahmana is to be understood as the first class man within the human society. Therefore Krishna said, Chātudvarnaṁ maya sistam gunakarma vibhāga. Itihās. History. History means to understand the activities of the first class man. That is history. To pick up the most important incidences. Therefore the example is given here that udāharanti imam itihāsam purātam. Because it is a first-class incident, otherwise if you record the history of the whole period, where we'll read that and we'll appreciate that and where we'll keep that. Daily so many things are happening. Therefore, according to Vedic system, the only important incidences are recorded in the history. Therefore, it is called Purana. Purana means old history. Puratanam. Puratanam means very, very old. That are recorded. So this Srimad Bhagavatam is the collection of very old historical history. Itihasa Purana. Saram saram samudhitya. Saram means essence. Not that all nonsense records have to be taken. No. Saram saram. Only the important essence. That has to be recorded. This is called Indian history. Maha means Greater India. Greater India. There are so many incidences were there. But the most important incident, the Battle of Kurukshetra, is there. Not that all the battles should be recorded. So long the human history is there, there must be war. You cannot avoid it. And because it is material world, disagreement, misunderstanding, must be there. You cannot avoid it. Because everyone is not of the same standard. That is not possible. Somebody is in the lower standard, somebody is in the middle standard, and somebody in the highest standard. That is division. Goodness, passion, and ignorance. You cannot avoid. So out of these three qualities, goodness, passion and ignorance, the ignorance and passion are base quality. And goodness is first class quality. So the human life means we are born either in the base qualities. Nobody is born in the first-class quality. One who is born in this material world, maybe somebody has taken his birth in the mode of goodness, but very rare. But maybe. Mostly they are born in the base qualities, ignorance and passion. But the śāstras are there. Anyone can be raised to the first-class quality by training. That is human civilization. Janmanā jāyate śudra saṁskārāt bhavidhija vidupāthāt bhavid vipra brahma jānāti iti brāhman. This is the process. When you take your birth, that birth is not significant. A śūdra, fourth class man. Everyone is born fourth-classmen. So if you keep them fourth class and degrade them into fifth class, sixth class, then how there will be peace? How there will be peace? Therefore, in your country, in America, they are now perplexed, crying, why and what to do. Because you kept them fourth class and they are going down to be fifth class, sixth class, how you can expect peace? It is not possible. If you do not elevate them, he is already born Shudra. Janmana jayati Shudra. Now you have to reform him. Sanskara. Sanskara means reforming. You are born Shudra, you are inclined to do something, so many things, intoxication, illicit sex, and drinking, and gambling. And meat eating, these are all Shudra qualities, or less than that. Shudras also, they abide by the Vedic orders. Shudras also do not do whimsically whatever he likes. Shudras, they are taken among in the Vedic society, because Shudras also, they are last class, fourth class. They are eager to follow the orders or the orderly things as given by the Brahmanas. Therefore, Shudras up to Shudras accepted as bona fide classification. And below the Shudras, they are called Chandalas. Chandalas, fifth grade. They are also mentioned, Kirata, Hunanda, Pulinda, Pukkasa. Everything is analyzed. Thus, human civilization should be to raise the fourth-class man to the first-class man. That is human civilization. But there is no idea who is first-class man. Everyone is a drunkard, everyone is an illicit sex hunter, and everyone is gambler, and everyone is meat eater. Where is first-class man? There is no first-class man. All fourth-class men. And they are being taught simply how to manufacture big skyscraper, and every year new model of car. Is that civilization? That is not civilization. You may be advanced in technology. So, technology means technician. Suppose a man knows how to work in electricity, so many things. Does it mean he's a learned man? No. Learned first-class man, that is given in the Bhagavad Gita. Samo damo satyam suchi. Titikya arjavam jnanam vijnanam artikam brahma karma sabhava. These are the first class. There is nothing mentioned that an electrician or a motor mechanics and so you are misled. Therefore you are facing this crisis. The crimes and why and what to do. So unless you take to Krishna consciousness, how to create first-class man, you are doomed. You must know this. Therefore, those who have taken to Krishna consciousness, it is my request, you help your countrymen. How to become, at least there must be a section of man, first-class. So that people will see. They are appreciating. I know that. When I was going from Los Angeles to Hawaii, one priest in plain dress came to see me. He came to Swamiji, can I speak with you? Yes, come. See, his first question was that how your disciples look so bright. They are appreciating that here is a first-class man. So I replied, the process is so nice. Face is the index of mind. If you become purified within, then your faces will be bright. If you dirty within this heart, how you can be bright? No, that's not possible. Face is the index of mind. So this Hare Krishna mantra means to purify inside. Purify inside. Cheta darpana marjanam bhava mahadabhagni nipapanam. So, of course, we are trying our best. Now, you American boys and girls, try to understand more and more and help your countrymen how to become first-class men. That I have requested every time, that from material point of view, you are already first class. Because you are not poverty-stricken. You have got enough, everything. But in spite of materially first class, bigger or stronger than other nations, because there is no training, spiritual, therefore there is crime. Therefore, there is crime. And it is very difficult to solve. So this is the problem. I am talking since yesterday, as soon as I saw the Times magazine, the heading, crime, why and what to do. Yes, this is a problem. The problem. But the solution is here. Krishna consciousness. Solution is and it is very easy to become first-class man, you know, by practical experience. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, that's all. It is not difficult. Anyone, even a child can do it. So increase this chanting of Hare Krishna mantra and give them nice prasadam. So one Ajamil was delivered by chanting Narayan's name, you can deliver many millions of Ajamil. The process is the same. The process has not changed. Therefore he is quoting the itihasam atra chodaharanti imam itihasam puratam. It is spiritual. It is not that now the mode has changed. No. What was potent millions of years ago, that is potent still. That is spiritual. It does not change. Therefore it is said, itihasam puratam. Although it is very old, but the effect is the same. Effect is the same. In the old times, people used to eat and get satisfaction. The same satisfaction is now also. You eat, you feel satisfaction. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. This is the material necessities. So, such necessities were in the old millions of years ago, and those necessities are still there. There is no change, actually. So, this is the process, how to, they are now thinking, why there is crime and why, what is the remedy? They are thinking the material way. They are thinking that we have got enough, everything, why there should be crime? But they do not know that unless you make first-class men by training, the fourth-class man will degrade more and more. It's like a child. If you don't send him to school to get education, he'll be a street boy and degrade more and more. So this is the problem. So how to train first-class man? That method is here, Krishna consciousness movement. And take it seriously, and if you actually love your countrymen, raise them to the standard of first-class man. Thank you very much.